מסכת שבת. Starts off with the Perek Yitzias HaShabbos. The first Perek of Sechah Shabbos is Hotzah. And we know there are Lamed Tes Malachas. There are 39 Malachas. And the Malachas already start the other ones in the later Perekim. The question is of law, Malachas. Why does Sechah Shabbos start with Yitzias HaShabbos? It's the focal Malacha of Maseches Shabbos. So the Maharal says in Dor Aryeh on Maseches Shabbos, and that is because Maseches Shabbos is the focal Malacha of Shabbos. And if you think about it, and it goes into Arichus about it, if you really think about it, if you look around, if you want to see, yeah, is somebody in Shomer Shabbos, not Shomer Shabbos, if you want to take a bird's eye view of somebody, it's very simple. Is he carrying? Is he not carrying? Almost everything else is a melacha b'tzina. It's hidden. It could be hidden. It's it is a hidden type of melacha. You do it for hesed. Hotzah is something which is nearer the ayin. So that's what publicizes to a person. It's a defining melacha of Shabbos. Of the person Shomer Shabbos, not Shomer Shabbos, the real definition is Hotzah. And if you look in Gemara, you'll never, if I remember correctly, you'll never see the word Eruv to be mafshir, to allow a person to carry on Shabbos. There is no such thing in any place in Shas that I know of called Eruv in terms of carrying. So somebody's going to come to me right now, all the Talmidei Chachamim, and say, what are you talking about? It's Maseches Eruv, and it talks about carrying Shabbos. The word Eruv in Chazal, Eruv means mixture. That's really what the Taich is. We use it as a unification. Eruv is terms of Eruv Chatzeris, that even in a Rishus HaYofid, you really can't carry unless there's an Eruv Chatzeris, we're not talking about now. Eruv Tavshili, you have other types, Eruv Tchumim, but in carrying Eruv Sarabim, there's no word Eruv. It's a borrowed term later on. There is something called a Rishus HaYafid. There's something called a Rishus HaRabim. A Rishus HaYafid is a private domain. A Rishus HaRabim is a public domain. You have a Makom Patur, which we're not going to discuss. And you have something in the Rabbanan called the Karmelis, which the Rabbanan, later on, they took even a Rishus HaYafid, and they said that certain circumstances one may not carry in if it's a chotzer, a mavoi, other areas. Just try to follow this because it's a little difficult. The Gemara does say as follows: if the area is enclosed with four walls, I'm going, the simple thing: an area, a city that's enclosed, or a house that's enclosed with walls, is Rishus HaYafid. Of course, it has conditions, it has to be 10 tefachim high, the chazanish is less than 40 inches, it has to be dalet al dalet. We're not going to get involved in the halachas now, I just want to get the concept. And that's called Rishus HaYafid. And one may carry Rishus HaYafid. The Raisa, one may not carry Rishus HaRabim. Dalet Amis, one may not carry from Rishus HaYafid to Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYafid. And there's no Hilchos Shabbos in Hotzah, and also Maseches Eruv, and many other areas. In times of old, most cities, you could say, were walled cities. And you had no real issues of carrying. Where you had, it was a big problem, you had a breach in a city wall. Ooh, a breach in the city wall, what are you going to do? How are you going to carry it? It's not fully enclosed. So the Gemara talks about, there's something called the Omid Merubah Al HaParos. When in the walls of the city, the walls of the room, let's take this as a city, the walls of the room, you have most of the built wall, it's greater in its span than what's broken open, the parts. So that's sufficient, that's considered fully enclosed. That's not an Eilev, that's a Rishus HaYachid, the bona fide Rishus HaYachid. It has to be enclosed. Comes now, and Chazal tell us, there's another, this we call an halachic enclosure. I could take a doorway with a door and the door's open. At that point, well, if you look at the wall is greater than the opening, that's no issue. It's really not an issue because it's enclosed. But let's say, for argument's sake, that the doorway is a really large doorway. And the two posts on the side of the doorway are less in space than the opening. And if you want to look at it, let's say the stage. You have here, you combine the two together, that's the omid. From the corner of the wall to where this wall is, from the corner of this wall to this wall is, that's the omid. This is the parts for this domain over here. And I would say the parts is greater than the omid. Everyone agrees to that. So I have an open space over here, but it is a doorway. A doorway becomes halachically, not physically, but halachically that's considered already a type of mechitza. That's called an enclosure. I'm going to use the English terms. That's called an enclosure. In Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh, in Lashon Chazal, that's called a tsuras ha-pesach. The tsura, the image, right, the form of an opening. It really is. Now, be ingenious. Way before the telephone companies put up poles for wires, way before there was any type of electricity, Chazal say, you know what? Take an omid, take a pole on one place. Take a pole in another place. Attach some type of roof. What type? Let be a stream. You have that with tzura of Pesach. And now you have it, a halachic enclosure. And it's great. So now if I have that, I have now an enclosed domain. Thousands of years later comes the telephone company. Thousands of years later come the electricians. But Chazal was there earlier. And that's called the Tzuras HaPesach. Erev, I don't know what Erev means. The Tzuras HaPesach creates an halachic enclosure. Later on, we use that. That's Erev, Erev, you know. Erev Tchum, Erev. Erev, Erev, I don't know what this is even called. An Erev. An Erev of the Tzuras HaPesach. That means because it unifies. It's a borrowed term. It's a unified. But Talmid HaChachamim, I don't think I've even used the thing Erev. Tzuras HaPesach. Now, watch this. Just watch this for a minute. I'm going to do this. I'm going to not be nice right now. Ezra, just for a second. I now have a Rishus HaRabim. A Rishus HaRabim Doraisa. Okay. And now I decide I want to make this with Rishus HaYachid. So I'm going to go the expensive way. I'm building a wall, a wall, a wall, a wall. I have my walled city. What is that right now, Ezra? It was Rishus HaRabim. I built a wall. It's Rishus HaYachid. I'll have to carry it? 100%. That's what I can carry in my house. That's what I can carry in this building. That's what I can carry in Yerushalayim. This is Mazda Mekdush. Let's say I want to go the cheap way. So I'm going to say, I'll put a pole here, a string over here, and a pole, with every sheet of the Rishonim way to do it, and do that all four ways. So now I have my halachic enclosure. Am I allowed to carry? Ezra says yes. What does everyone say? Yes. Of course. It's an Eruv. Absolutely not. Also, and according to many, if not most, of the Pesukim, it's still an Issur D'oraisa. It doesn't even downgrade it. It's a Shailah Chazanish. I think it's a Shailah Mishavur in Ber Halacha. It doesn't downgrade anything. It's a Rishus HaRabim. What a Tzuris HaPesach does only is when I have a caramelist, when I have a domain that really is Rishus HaYachad Midoraisa. And we're talking about the caramelist that's Rishus HaYachad Doraisa. We're not going to get involved in caramelist Doraisas right now. He said, well, one day in Yitz Hashem, we will learn Hilchos Erevin, Tzuris HaPesach, and Masechet Shabbos, Masechet Seva, and then we'll fight away. But let's keep it simplistic. So what I did right now, when I have what you really call a Rishus HaYochid, D'oraisa, but the Rabbana, the Shleima HaMelech, they made a Karmelis, they made Takana, it's wonderful, the Morris about it. They made a Takana, they made even our backyard sometimes, or our front streets, you know, they made it into a Karmelis, and now with the Rabbana, that's a Rishus HaRabbim, you can't carry it. So there you have the takana, you have the tikkun, you have the way of fixing it up with the halachic enclosure. That's Tzuris HaPesach, that's what we call Erevin. But it's still really a caramelist with a Tzuris HaPesach. And that halachically comes back to Rishus HaYachad. Rishus HaRabbim, the Oraisa, can never be corrected with a Tzuris HaPesach, unless you have your real rules. This is very important. This is one of the first mistakes people make. People who don't know halacha, they make it, and of course, they start thinking like, it's a big deal, you put a paper around Manhattan, or wherever else, it's a big shilas, and wherever, St. Louis was, I think, in America, one of the first areas that had a favorite, and it was the first controversies. Wherever you want, in Holland, yeah, what's the big deal? You just put the Hebrew. It doesn't work. If it has a din, it's Rishus HaRabbim. If it doesn't have a din, it's Rishus HaRabbim, then already there are places it works, and certain, even in certain carvings it doesn't work. We won't use the word carving. We're not going to use all these terms, because all you're going to do is get mixed up. We won't talk about bodies of water and other things. By the way, who's New Yorker? Quick. Manhattan. Who's a Manhattan person here? Oh, well. Who's New York? Yeah. How many bridges are there in New York?
Five.
18. How do I know that? I never counted. You have to know how long is an enemy. You have to read the Chuvas. I just want to show you that Rav Meisher knew more bridges in New York than you did. Okay, and he didn't read the newspapers. It's things you, there's a lot you can learn from Chuvas. And it's something people should do. But let's go back. And my kids counted, it's not 18. So let's go back. And let's talk, so you have your Rishus HaRabbim, there's no teaching. So the first thing in determining, let's use the words now, Tzuris HaPesach, is first to determine, is this area Rishus HaRabbim D'oraisa, or is it only a Congress? Okay. Once I determine that it's a carmelist, then we try to figure out how do you build the Eruv, which also gets involved in many machlokes. How do I make the mechitzas? How tall? What type? Could the mechitzas be bigger than the? Could the post on the doorpost be bigger than the doorpost? Smaller than the doorpost? How high does that have to be? All the dinim love it. All the halachas are after. That's the first determination. Okay, that's step one. In olden days, as we said, very rarely did you have a big issue because everything was walled cities. So it was only a matter of fixing the wall or using other rubah courts or other things. But as cities got larger and they had no walls and you couldn't build a big wall of China, so then you had to come on to the Tzuris HaPesach. And that's where all the first controversies begin. And that's, we'll come over here. Now many people have heard, yeah, you need Tezayanah, Tezayanah, you need 600,000 people, there's so many shaylos there. Let's go to a basic one. So the Machaber brings down the basic machlekes. After he talks about mufalashim, he says, Yesh oimim shekol she'en shishim riboy oimim bay v'chol yoyim en rishon sarabim. Because the Yesh oimim says if there's not 600,000 people through the thoroughfare on a daily basis, then it's not rishon sarabim. If you took a town like Waterbury for a minute, there's not 600,000 people in Waterbury. So there's nobody going through. Now, we're not going to get involved yet, I mean, at least this year, of what does it mean a thoroughfare? Where does it end? At the state line? Maybe it ends at the country line. If I take East Coast to West Coast, the 95, trust me, the 95 goes from Florida all the way to Rhode Island. To Maine. Yeah, so it's so looking at 95 has 600,000 people on a daily basis. We're not going to. That's slowly in there. Let's talk in areas. You know, these are things. You just start to think. Just open a mind. What is it? A city? Is it a town? It's an area? Is it straight? What about a curve? If there's houses, if there's mountains in between, what are you? It's hard. But let's talk. It's not a Rosh Hashanah, the Daraisa, 600,000 people on Kushi. Surely not. Okay? So, no problem. If that's the case, actually no problem of putting up a proper type of Jerusalem Pesach. But there are people who argue. The Rishon, the Rambam Shita, famous Rambam Shita argues. And it says, you don't need this condition of 600,000 people. If you don't need 600,000 people, then possibly Waterbury would have a Dirish HaSarabi, Daraisa. If that's the case, a Tzuris HaPesach would be insufficient. There's nothing you do but make walls. Good. But the Mechaber seems to pass again, not like the Rabbi. Comes the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah says, "Ulinyan Halacha, Midas HaMachaber, the cost of David Zu, Rak B'Shem Yeshayim." Since he brings the Rambam, that you don't need 600,000, only as a Yeshayim. So he says, "Mashma." It sounds like the Halacha of Spirit Lekei. The Halacha you don't have to. We don't hold like the Rambam. You don't have to Mashma like the Rambam. Umikol Malkam, but. Yeah, straight to the point. But when we call Makram, Ein Bano Kayach Limchais, Biyad Hasom Chumal Deyazu. Says, Mashallah is not like that. Oh, sorry, my mistake. Sorry. Mashallah is like the Rambam. For the fact that the Machaber writes that that you need 600,000 to make a Rosh Hashanah. This thing you need 600,000 to make a Rosh Hashanah. He writes that b'shem the Yeshayim Mashma for the Machaber that he holds like the Rambam that you don't need 600,000 for a Rosh Hashanah. If that's the case, Waterbury might be Rosh Hashanah. But he says, "Umikol Mokom." But we don't have the ability to make a machar, to rebuke, to look down at, to scream at, to stop, even to question, let's say, those who be soimach are the place to not like the Rambam. Okay, so one would have the right halachically to say that Waterbury is Rosh Hayafet to the Raisa. And if you wanted to carry using the Tzuris HaPesach, that's good. But nevertheless, the Tzuris of the Machaber is mashma that that Shuris HaPesach would be insufficient. And he says, he continues, why? Today is Ugantei no Das Yechidah, because those who are making those not the Das Yechidah, so many of them hold like that, as he explains in Deir Adacha, and many Achmanim hold like that. But then he says a Lashon. And I'm not going to make the real Diyukim Mishnah Berurah, but many times he talks about a Baal Nefesh, a person of soul, what we call it, a Bar Aliyah, a person who's growing in his closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a Baal Nefesh. It's a Lashon you'll see many places. Very rarely will you see a Lashon, the Chol Baal Nefesh, and every Baal Nefesh, not some Baal Nefesh, every Baal Nefesh. Mishra writes, the Chol Baal Nefesh, every Baal Nefesh, Yachmer La'atzvay, should be stringent for himself, and not to be silent on an enemy. Where there's a question if that's a Rishus HaRabim or not. And that's why in many towns, in many cities, you'll find that B'nai Torah, one reason, don't use their Eruv. They hold of their Eruv. They don't use their Eruv. It's a very big difference. I can hold of something. I can believe in something. And I can say, Mutter, but I don't use it. And I look at a person who uses it, I say, wonderful. Perfect. Got anything? No questions. I'm not better than you. I don't use it. It doesn't mean I have to use every tool in the world. I don't use it. I hold of you. I don't like that term. People ask me, do you hold of the Eruv? What is hold of the Eruv? Of course. There's a Tikkun Gadol in what we call the Shuris HaPesach. It's a wonderful thing. It helps people become Shomer Shabbos who need it. It's a Tikkun for a city. Doesn't mean that I have to use it to hold of it. The Shabbos says, the Chol Baal Nefesh Yachmer La'atzmai, should be more stringent upon himself and not use it. But we're going to go further than this, isn't it? And that's why you'll find that, again, many cities don't use an Eruv. And then you're going to ask me, you know, isn't it funny, Yerushalayim Yer HaKadosh? By the way, Yerushalayim has at least three Eruvs. There's one from the Badatz, or the Eidah Haredes. There's one from the Badatz of the Belt of Ben Bezin. There's one from the Agudah, and there's one from the Ezor, from the city. Three Eruvs. You can't get better than three Eruvs. Or four Eruvs, with each one with an exception. Three Shuris HaPesach in the Sakh. It's amazing. Because each one doesn't hold to the other. But to us, I don't know the difference. All four. And then you'll see, they don't use it. But who uses the women? And then of course you can say, oh, here we go, gender separation. There we go. For the women it's gone, for the men it's not. And you watch Yerushalayim, it's wonderful. The men walking and strolling like this, down, Chov Sorotskin, and the women pushing the baby carriage, carrying the packages. What's the pshat? The pshat is, really, in all truth, is the Mishnah Berurah. The Chol Baal Nefesh, Yachmer La'atzmai. In certain areas of growth, of aliyah, that's the man in the yeshiva. They're growing in, the women have their areas of growth. And they do. But in this area, that's not their area. They have to take care of the children. We'll get to that in a minute. They have other things to take care of. But the masvid, the one who's dedicating his life in every intricacy of a lover. So there he's makhmer for himself, And he doesn't look down at his wife. Because he tells her, maybe even the chatzchila. Not a problem. And it's not a contradiction. We have to learn this. It's the beauty of halacha. It's hard. It's hard sometimes for people to comprehend it. It's black or white, right? What does it mean? The beauty of halacha. That it had both the masachas in the same place of people utilizing the same place and people not refraining from using it and both holding up. But that's really where the mukkar is. It's poured down many places. Why? It's the women who will use it and the men who will not use it. That's one thing. Second thing in this is that there's another time of having size before we get to a shiloh of the Churis HaPesach. There's a Rambam, amazing thing. Rambam says, let's talk about our space again. Here we go, our space. So let's say the space over here would end up, it would be a narrower space, opening. And you have the enclosures on the two walls. Okay. And this is greater than Esther Amos, argument's sake. It's greater than, It's greater than 18 feet, probably is. So wider space than 18 feet, which is called 10 Amos. And when we go to the Chumash, 24 feet. Well, let's go 18 feet. So now, we have our 18 foot opening, okay? The sides are larger. Let's say this would be 10, and this would be 10. So I have no problem. I have Amud, Meruba, or Poets. Okay. It's greater than the Poets. It's considered enclosed. Right? And again, we're talking about Inner Shusayachim, the Kabbalists. We're going that you need 600,000 people. We're going that the whole, that it's a real Shusayachim Daraisa. And it's only Durabana. I don't like using the word only, I apologize. It's Durabana. There's never only by Durabana. It's a Durabana. So good. No problem. But let's say the Amud is not Meruba HaParetz. What it means, we're going to use a halachic enclosure. The Churis HaPesach. You have a pole, and you have a string attached. Okay? What happens here is that the open space is larger in area than the small space. And it's greater than 10 amos. Comes the Rambam Shita. What's the Shita in Shulchan Aruch? That Churis HaPesach doesn't work. At all. For Churis HaPesach to work, the tzura has to be less than 10 amos. All right. Take around cities of America, and we all know that the tzuras HaPesach, right? The tzuras HaPesach is always the opening that the tzuras HaPesach halachically encloses. The opening is larger than 10 amos. That's the machlokes rishonim, if it's good. So if I have a four walls, and I'm not going to get involved if I have three, one way, this, we're talking all four, like this, that's a machlokes. Brought down in Shin Samach Beis. Ula Rambam, Ein Churis HaPesach Mayot, even in a caramelist, even if it's not a Rishis HaRabim Doraisa, it's Dorabana, in a caramelist, because that's all the time Churis HaPesach does work to begin with. It's a Kabbalist. Now I'm going to use Churis HaPesach. Ein Churis HaPesach Moyo Lepirza to an opening Yosei Me'eser. That's open more than 10. Ela Imkei Aymed Meruba HaParetz. Unless it's a Churis HaPesach that you don't use the poles, but you use real enclosures. And real enclosures, it makes no difference how wide the opening is. In all our Churis HaPesach that we use in any city. We're not like the Rambam. Okay? Comes the Mishnah Berurah. The Nochum Lachish. He doesn't talk about Baal Nefesh here. He's not talking about Baal Aliyah. He's talking about the simple Jew. The Nochum Lachish L'divrei HaRambam. The Mishnah Berurah is the basic Akhrit. It's fitting to work and to use the Rambam. Shagam das asmag v'asmag u'chein. Because other Rishonim don't hold like this. Here you already have the, you have the shift. Oh, it's not just the Rambam. It's a smag and it's others that hold like that. So what do you do? Before we get it, if it's a good Tzuras HaPesach, not a good Tzuras HaPesach, it won't work. Okay? Comes the world. And they use it anyway. What's the shot? What happened to the Mishnah Berurah? What happened to the Rambam? Answer is that mitchila, maral, why carry on Shabbos? That's the defining malacha. Because sometimes there's a need, a real need, a community need. What's a need? What could it be? I've lived Shabbos without Erev my whole life. I need an Erev. I wear my jacket, so I won't carry my jacket until it's 100 degrees. So I wear my jacket. If I had a business meeting, I'd wear my jacket in 102 degrees and 110 degrees, so I'll wear it on Shabbos also. If I'd be Lefnei HaMelech, I'd wear my jacket. So Lefnei Melech, Bavli, I'm welcome, I'm coming to Baruch, I'll wear my jacket. That's not a need, you know that. My hat, so it's raining, and my hat's getting wet, so I'll carry it a bit. That's a need. Is that really a need? Even for the Mefunakim in America, but if you're in front of Melech, you'd wear your hat. So if they met at Malka and Malka goes born for on Shabbos, the chosin, trust me, the chosin, the kala, outside the chuppah, and it's raining, she's not taking off her gown, and he's not taking off his socks. He's wearing it. And he'll go to the cleaners the next day. Shabbos, Melech, and Malka, that's not cool me. So what's the need? What do you need there? There's something cool, and something that's very precious to Klal Yisrael. Extremely precious. You might not know this or understand it yet. When the children get a little cold, no, there's something very precious. And that's the Klal Yisrael, the Sheikh Hayom, the wives of Klal Yisrael, and the children, families. One of the strongest concepts of Klal Yisrael. Yes, it's not looking down at the women. We want them to be part of the Einik Shabbos. We need them, the children. Yeah, in those days, especially if you lived in one room, you need for them. So, the Rabbanim would say, be maker. Let's go use a leniency, a cooler, for a real tzairah, for the women, for the children, and maybe if there was only one place to get the food in certain towns, whatever a real need is, let's be lenient for that reason. It's for that reason and for that reason only, and it's a beauty of Klal Yisrael. Comes now. That's why the women carry. It's made for them. It's made for them and their children. It really is. It was never made for the men. So even you have now, even if it's not a Baal person, it's not a Baal Nefesh. The simple Jew would never use an Erev, according to the Mishnah Berurah, according to Rambam. Except on a real, get that word, real need. The ironic part is in America we have these large houses. I don't know why there's a real need, but okay, but that's what it is. It's a good psychological thing. And that's what it's made for. It's a wonderful thing. Comes down. So halacha l'maisa, what do you do? So I think I'll leave it halacha. I don't care if it's far away. I don't know if Queens, Brooklyn's not even considered a neighbor, you know. Muncie, Lakewood, Yerushalayim, camps, bungalow colonies, unless they did it, I don't think anyone should ever carry. Teachers defining the Malacha the way it should be. The Maharal. Malachas Hotzah. Let me be either Baal Nefesh like the first Rambam, or like the Machabes sings to Paskin with the Omer Ruba Aparich, and take that in pride, and I don't use the Eder. And my wife, Litzayrich, the family, when needed does. That means, I remember when I was in Eretz Yisrael, I never used the Eder. My wife used it only when needed. In other words, she would never bring her siddur to the shul, because she'd get a siddur in the shul. I know it's her siddur. And I gave it as a present. And it's meaningful. And it's emotional. But that's not a real need. She would never carry that. My child is. That's a real need. So she would carry the child and not carry the siddur. And it's not a contradiction. It's not a contradiction. She's utilizing the aid of the right way. In the morning, maybe she will carry, in the afternoon, not. At 2:30 a.m., at 2:45, not. And it's the beauty, it's such beauty of Allah. This itself can make a person a migrant. Godless, I tell you. We're not going to talk about Reba Shiru in terms of carrying the baby, can I carry this? Keep that out. So, that's the tshuva of a year. The Chizmish once said, I don't know where it's brought, but they say it in his name all over. He never once in his life, we're going to go a step further, not the Erev itself, because the Erev itself uses extraordinary leniencies in making the Erev. We really do. In America, for sure, in all cities do, even we. And we have a beautiful, wonderful Erev. That kosher when needed. Because even in the making of the Eruv, there are issues. There are many machlokes. And I know people are going to tell me, Gemara and Eruv, isn't it says like by Eruv, you go bust the Eruv, it's Eruv Kuli, you go bust the Das HaMeko. So Maratzkiyah says right away, that's only in Din Eruv, Dana Chatzeris. We're not going to go through all the, I think it's a Memvav. And of course, you know, other places can say, I can't make a kula on my mind and say, you go, I'll be making it. I'll create a spiral of kula and I'll say, you go, kula. We're going to avoid all those issues. But there are leniencies in even the making of the Eruv. That's the way it is. The city is the way it is. You can't put the poles exactly where you want to put it, keep the string exactly where you want to string it. That's the Lamaisa stuff. But Yesh Ami Lisma, when needed. The Chizmish said a wonderful thing. He says, in his whole life, he never saw a mikveh that was puzzled. By the way, when we came to Waterbury, and there was a mikveh that was hardly used many years ago, it wasn't puzzled. It really was. It was kosher. And not Mahajan, but it was kosher. Why? Because you know what? Everyone's so machmer. Baruch Hashem, we're building a new mikveh and water bed also. Everyone's taking every chumra possible when you build a mikveh. That even if you goof up three quarters of it, it's still going to be kosher. He said he never in his life saw a mikveh that wasn't kosher, and he never in his life saw an eruv that was impossible. That's the position. The line of Saint Zinesh. Because in Arab, everyone's using every kula possible. Like a Rav once told me, I have here, this on this Arab, not Rav's talking about here. He says, there's no way. Oh, I have a kula you won't find any place else. Is it written? Yeah. He goes up to the top of his shelf. He took on top of his bookies a sefer, and he blew off the dust. He says, I'm telling you, you won't find this any other place. And that was the finish. When it came to Erev, everyone found the coolest. And when it came to mikvah, everyone Why? You know, probably because of the real tzayuch. There was no choice. In a mikvah we built from fresh, in the Erev, we're confined to the limitations of nature, the area, and the cities that we live in. But there was a real need in Europe. In America, less of a need. For men, I don't believe there's a need. Hatzolah can be served up on the Erev at times. Yeah, maybe there's a need. But for women and for their children, there's a real need. And that's how we view. But again, you have to remember for a minute that according to the Rambam of Abal Nefesh, it's a Rishus HaRabim. Even not according to the Rambam, and it's a Kabbalist, according to the Rather Rambam, the Tzuris of Pesach doesn't work. The best Eidur doesn't work. And Bishop Bruce says, Yesh Lovish. And now, even not according to that, you still have a lot of machlokes on how you build it, if it's good. But, please, so I expect, it's not worth all the Eimik Shabbos in the world to touch about a possible of a Chilul Shabbos. And if there's no need, you're dealing with this subject, Chilul Shabbos. Maybe the Raisa, maybe the Bahra. When there's a need, you smile like a person. And I'm telling the Bakrim, therefore, we hold in the Erev, and a schar gadol, a great reward, a great merit in this community, is going to go to a few people that help create the Erev, and that's, I don't know if the Elam wants me to mention the names over here, but from the Chevi HaKayol and from the Bakrim, and from one of the Natvanim, Shalom Siegelman, who pushed it ahead, there's a big reward for him in Olam Haba, in creating a community that's going to enable a tzairah for the Nitracha, for those who need it. And in Yirtz Hashem, it will never be utilized by 90-some percent of the people, 99% of the time. And even the ones when using it won't use it all the time. And if we can build the yeshiva, therefore there's no hetter for the bracha. In any circumstance, even by the way, Yeshiva Machmer and Far Rockaway, Queens, and a bundle of colony. Not to use it. Why? Let me carry Kavod Shabbos. Let me carry the defining Malacha. Even the Chavra, if we could do it. That's beautiful. And when needed, use it. Because that's never a need, my man. Now, if we could do that, if we could pull this through as a yeshiva and as a community, that will be, in Yisrael Hashem, a community that has Erev Mahadrin, and it's used the proper way, unlike every other community in America, or maybe in the world, that it's used mamish the proper way, when there's a real need, and everyone holds of it, everyone smiles on it, and when there's no need not to use it, that the scharza in such a covered Shabbos will grow to be a real ear, l'shem, the Pharisee Yisrael.